Okay, I will say, yesterday we left off in Haggadah, we were discussing the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, without any emissaries, was the one to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim to perform all the miracles. And we pointed out yesterday, two pshatim, as to why, the more classic pshatim. Number one, we suggested yesterday was because the Tumah in Mitzrayim was so fierce that even a malach wouldn't be able to withstand the Tumah. That was the first pshat. And the second pshat we suggested was, that, yeah, in the Chanami, Hashem could have sent the Malach, but Hashem wanted to display His love.
Were you the Rebbe who gave the mashal about the airport?
Yes, that was yesterday's mashal, the airport.
What are the words in the Haggadah?
It says in the Haggadah, "Vayotzina Hashem Mitzrayim, loy di Malach, loy di Saraf, loy di Shaliach, ela Kadosh Baruch Hu bechodo v'atzmo." Something like that. Shenema. Excuse me. It says, the Haggadah goes on to explain, "Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, ani v'lo ashaliach." I want to show you two other very nice insights into this part of the Haggadah. Then we'll move on a little bit in the Haggadah after that. This Haggadah I have a part of it called Migdal Eder. It has a lot of mefarshim, 119 to be exact, Perushim. Not in every line, but that are brought in throughout. So you quote here from the Likutei Ritzbah. Reish Tzadi Beis Aleph, Likutei Ritzbah. It's just very, very nice pshat. The pasuk says in Parshas Bo, "V'lo yiteina mashchis lavo al batechem lingof." Hashem doesn't give the mashchis the opportunity to come to the Jewish houses to go ahead and smite the Jews. So he asked the following question. Why does the pasuk even tell me that? When it says explicitly about Vayati Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Hashem says, "I passed through Mitzrayim, and V'chol Elohim Mitzrayim Eseh Shvatim Ani Hashem." And it's very, very clear that Hashem is running the show over here in Mitzrayim, and there's no mashma. So what's the pasuk coming? What's the chiddush of the pasuk? It says, "V'lo yitain hamashchis lavo al batechem lingof." It's obvious Hashem is doing it Himself. If God is running the show, Yochi, why is it necessary to mention even at all this fact that Hashem is not going to allow the mashkas to come? But he explains beautifully the following pshat. He says that Klal Yisrael in the tribe were many, many, 600,000 men, beside the women and the children, under 20, and it would be very likely that on that night, out of so many people, millions of people, there would come the time that one person would die that night. It happens. If there's a lot of people in the town, there's a good chance millions of people, one Jew is going to die also. Says the pasuk, Hashem made an ace, and he commands the Malach HaMaves, "Don't touch Klal Yisrael on that night. None of them should die." Why? So that the Mitzrayim should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it, and that there's no teva amal at all. If a Jew would die that night, so Mitzrayim will come along and say, Yeah, our Bechoros died and your guys died too. Like it was a bad night. But if no Jew will die the entire night, well, to your houses, to the Jewish houses, one second, lingof, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that it would be clear that it was Yad Hashem and no other Jew died on the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's what he wants to suggest out here in the Mashkas name.
What if like a Jew jumped off the building?
I guess they didn't. They didn't leave the house. It says in the pasuk, "Atem lo seitzu ish mipesach b'tzad boker." What if they wouldn't? What if they just enjoyed the miracles and not do
that? Well, that
would have
been a cooler miracle.
Okay. One other insight to this part of that garden. Very nice. From the parish called Chesed Lavram. This is a gorgeous pshat. Gorgeous. I'm warning you, it's gorgeous. He says like this. The Nesivis has a Haggadah called Maisei Hashem, and he asks the following question. Again, we have "V'lo yitain hamashchis lavo el batechem lingof," that Hashem won't allow the angel to come and kill your house, to kill in your houses. It sounds like the Malach HaMat, this is a kashta body for many years. How can it say in Haggadah, "Ani Hashem, v'lo malach, ani v'lo sarach, ani v'lo shaliach"? And then it says in the Pesukim, it says, "V'lo yitain ha-mashchis lavo al-batechem lingof." That the mashchis kick out of the Jewish houses, implying that the non-Jewish houses, who's killing? The Malach HaMelech said, not Hashem. Hello, Doru. You hear that question? It's a boom bakashia. Boom bakashia. Bothered me for many years. I like this pshat a lot, Yochum. Listen to this pshat. The question is, how could I gotta go on and say so many times it was Hashem, and it wasn't the Malach, and it wasn't the Sof, if the pasuk itself implies that it wasn't Malach? The pasuk says, Hashem is not going to let the mashkas lavo abateichel then go to your houses to kill you, but to the Egyptian houses he's going to go. Listen to this pshat. You ready for this pshat? This is an amazing pshat. Says the Chesed LaAvram. I don't know what that is. In the beginning of the Agada, maybe he tells you it is. The Chesed LaAvram. Who is it? Chesed LaAvram is.
It's pretty cool.
Harav Moirenu Avram Dov Falham. Listen to what, or maybe Flam. Listen to Flam. Listen to what he says. Gorgeous pshat. He says, Mitzrayim, the people of Mitzrayim were very, 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 very immoral. And there was Mitzrayim was full of immorality and znus. Listen to this. If that's the case, there's two types of Bechorim. What do you mean? Well, there's Bechorim from the mother, because the mother knows who her firstborn child was. And there's another thing called the Bechor from the father, because if a lot of men, if men married secretly multiple wives, so there's not only Har Oldest Child, which is the natural Heterech and the firstborn, there's also his oldest child, and there's a big problem over here. Because why? Because those Bechorim, no one in the world knew who they were. Chazal said the Mitzvah would hide their Bechorim in the Jewish houses so that the Malach HaMelech couldn't come and get them. But which ones could they hide? Only the ones that what? That were Bechor from the mother, who everyone knew they were Bechor. But the Bechorim from the father, who knew that, who they were? Who knew who they were? Only who? Only Hashem. Only Hashem knew. It says in Chazal, the Gemara says about Metzia, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafchim bein tipa shel bechor and tipa she'enon shel bechor. And therefore, listen carefully, those ones have to be done dafka by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he is the one who is able to distinguish between a bechor and a not bechor. But the bechor that were from Petarechem, that were known in Mitzrayim, that these were, those are the ones that what? That were from their mothers, Egyptian mothers. Those were hidden where? In the Jewish houses in Goshen. There, Hashem sent the Malach HaMelech to go ahead. And therefore it says in the pasuk, V'lo yitain ha-mashchus lavo el bateichem lingov. What a pshat! What's bateichem? Whose houses? Who's your houses?
Jews.
The Jewish houses. Which bechoros were in the Jewish houses?
Mothers.
The bechoros from the mothers that were clearly what? Clearly bechorim. What? The Mitzrayim sent their Egyptian Bechorim to the Jewish houses to go out and hide. So there HaKadosh Baruch Hu could send a mashkas to go ahead and kill those Egyptians. But in Eretz Mitzrayim, that what? It was the Bechor from who? From the father. And only Hashem knew Mitzrayim who the real Bechor was. There it says, Avarti Be'er Mitzrayim Anivu L'malach L'Zerach
N'Yashaliach. Didn't the
pasuk
say that the
Malach HaMelech
shouldn't go to the Jewish house?
So what that means is, it means that there's a Malach HaMelech that's hanging out in Goshen, where B'nai Israel is, to kill the Egyptians that were there in Mitzrayim. They're not going to affect the Jews that are in Goshen. That's what it means. They're not going to kill the Jews, but the non-Jews that are in Mitzrayim are going to be killed, but in Goshen they're going to be killed. But the ones in Mitzrayim who are, so to speak, hidden in Bechorim, the Akash Baruch goes himself to kill them. Follow? What a pshat! That's off to Chesed Avram. Nice pshat. Okay, let's move on a little bit further in the Agada. Yad Chazaka, it says over here, Zo Hadever. What's Hadever? What's Dever? Which Dever? What's Dever?
Locust?
No. Beast, wild animal. Shenema, Hine Yad Hashem Hoya, B'miknecha Asher Basode. The cattle in the field. Basusim, B'chamorim, B'gmalim, B'bokor, B'atzon. Dever, Kaved Me'od. Why is that called Yad Chazaka? Why is that called Yad Chazaka? Why does that show the strong hand of Hashem that He puts a plague on the animals of Mitzrayim? It's bigger than Dam, bigger than Tzfardeya, bigger than Kinin, bigger than Oru, bigger than Shchir, bigger than Or, bigger than Ma'ala, Arbe, Choshech, Machas, Bechoros. I don't know if this, I didn't see this pshat, I was just thinking out loud now as we're speaking, but maybe the pshat is, it's well known that the Jews, the Egyptians worshipped animals. In fact, it says in the Agada, it says in the Torah, Parshas Bo, we're going to take sheep out of Mitzrayim, they're going to kill us. Hain is Bach, we're going to take animals and they're not going to kill us. So as Hashem shows Yad Chazaka, by taking the animal of Mitzrayim, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, the God of Mitzrayim, and killing their God, that's Yad Chazaka. That's the mighty hand of Hashem. To go ahead and destroy the blood, okay, it's nice. All these changes of nature, the miracles in the Mitzrayim, the Makos, those are great. But to go ahead and attack the Egyptian God, like it says in the Pasuk, V'chol Elohei Mitzrayim Eseh Shvatim, all the gods of Mitzrayim, maybe that's Yad Chazaka. Yad Chazaka is Hadever. That's the Makah that points to the killing of the Egyptian God more than any other Makah. Ulai. That's the cherev. The brother says, the sword, Zohar cherev. Which cherev is there? Could someone please find me a sword in the story of Yitzchak Mitzrayim? Where's the cherev? Ki Baruch, you know a cherev? Where's the cherev? Two pshatim. What do you have?
No, I'm trying to know the pasuk was.
The pasuk says, Ubezor Natuya, Zohar cherev. This refers to the sword. Kemoshen Emar, V'charbo Shlufa Biado, Natuya Al Yerushalayim. What does it mean? What's the pshat? Two pshatim. One is the kolbo. The kolbo says the cherev refers to the sword that the Egyptian firstborns used to kill their fathers. What? Who?
Firstborns were dead.
Before they died, the Egyptians' firstborns wanted to kill their fathers. They came to their fathers when they heard about Makas Bechoros, and they killed their fathers, figuring that what?
That they weren't
firstborns of
their fathers.
Exactly, they're not going to be considered Bechoros anymore. It's not going to be known that their fathers are around. They figured they'd kill their fathers, so they wouldn't be clearly Bechorim anymore, and they wouldn't be killed in Makas Bechoros. Can you imagine that? Imagine they took swords, and they killed their fathers. That's true, that's true. I don't know if they knew that in Mitzrayim. We discussed in the Dvartori earlier, there's also Bechor from a father, also which were affected in Mitzrayim. But listen to this, by the Jews, we care about the mothers. I mean, we care about fathers too. But by the Goyim, oftentimes the Yichus of a Goy goes of a non-Jew that's his father. Listen to this though. It says like this. We say in davening, L'makei Mitzrayim Biv Cho Rei Hem. What does that mean? L'makei Mitzrayim Biv Cho Rei Hem. What does that mean? The one that hit Mitzrayim with their firstborns. Meaning what? The firstborns were the ones that what? They hit Mitzrayim. How so? Because the firstborns killed their fathers. So part of the killing of Mitzrayim took place b'v'chor Rehem. And their own b'chor went ahead, turned around and knocked off his father, Rahman al-Islam. And that was with the cherev. Says the Kol, that's the only place to find the cherev in the whole story of Mitzrayim. It must be that's the cherev we referred to. The cherev is the cherev that the firstborns used to kill their own fathers as out of fear of Makas Bechoros. So learns the Kol as Pshat of the cherev.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
They were scared that they're going to be found out that they are Bechoros. If their fathers are around, their fathers are going to ruin it for them. So they kill their fathers, no one's going to know if they're Bechor. So they'll be safe. So that's what they thought. Incorrectly, mistakenly. That's Pshat number one of Cherev. Another Pshat of Cherev. Very nice Pshat. From the parish called Imre Noah. You never heard of these before, Jim, neither did I. Says the Imre Noah. I'm so serious. Hands up. Says the Imre Noam. Nice shot. The Vizor to Yisrael Cherev. As it says, V'charbo Shlufa B'yado. So the Farshim asks, says the Imre Noam. What's Pshat? We bring this Pasuk over here. The charbo shlufa biyado. This is very, very fascinating chat. The charbo shlufa biyado mitzvah Yerushalayim. That's what we talk about. Hashem's what the pasuk is supposed to be. The charbo, his sword is drawn in his hand, spread out of Yerushalayim. That's what we bring on Pesach night. That's the source. Very strange, no? Very strange. Sounds like a bad puzzle. Hashem's sword is ready to be drawn over Yerushalayim and to hurt Klal Yisrael. How could we bring that puzzle on the Pesach Seder? It's very, very strange. No? You ever thought about that before? No. Now you did. Well, now you are hopefully going to. You hear this question, Yosef? Ellie, you hear this question? We bring in a puzzle that seems to be like showing Hashem's anger on Pesach night. The charbo shluva b'yad Hashem has a sword drawn, mituyal Yerushalayim hanging towards Yerushalayim. Says they may know I'm a gorgeous pshat. He says like this. He says as follows. The Agada is coming to tell us what's pshat that we left Mitzrayim early. How many years were we in Mitzrayim? 210 is correct. Why were we there for 210? Why? So the Mefarshim say like this. And this is the fact that we worked very hard in those 210 years. Aside from that, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that there were going to be other Golios, other exiles. And Hashem said, let's be Mekayim the full amount of time that Klal Yisrael has to be there. But the other Golios, they don't have to be in this Golios such a long time. They're going to be in their foreign land for 400 years. Okay, we'll give them 210 now. And there'll be other Golios later on that they can fill in the time then. Says this pshat, listen to this pshat. What's the gematria of Cherev? Cherev. 210. Same gematria as Redu. Same gematria as the amount of time that Pnei Yisrael is in Mitzrayim. He says the Cherev, who was drawn to you as the Cherev. Hashem had his hand drawn out towards Yerushalayim, as if to say that this is one Golos that's going to bring us towards Yerushalayim, but there's only going to be 210 years now because it's going to be a hint to the fact that the rest of the Golos is going to be Mekuyam through the what? Through the other Golios. That's the pshat. We're not bringing in a sad pasuk. We're saying that Hashem hastened the Geula because He wanted to pack in part of the Golos now all the way to Mitzrayim, and the rest of the Golos to go ahead and have Klal Yisrael experience when they were what? When they were ready in the other Golio. So says, very nice pshat, novel pshat from Imre Noah. Let's go a little bit further and we'll stop for today. What's Mora Gadol? Great fear. Zu Gilu Yishchina, refers to the Gilu Yishchina. Kimash and Emma, as we described, O'an Yisrael, O'kim, Lavo, Lakachas, Logoi, the care of Goy, the Masos, the Osos, the Mosim, the Muhammad, the Chazaka, the Zratuya, the Moran Gedolim, Kechol Asher Asher Lachem, Hashem Lachem, Mitzayim Lainecha. I bring to the table now the sefer, the parish called Dudai Reuve. A lot of colorful freshmen in this Haggadah. What does it say? Dudai, like the flowers that helped Leah have Sachar and Zvum. What's the pshat over here? When it says in this pasuk, Hashem made a miracle and He took a nation out of another nation with wonders and miracles, and He says very, very nicely. He says, usually, Kadosh Baruch Hu does miracles differently. When we're fighting against 31 kings in Eretz Yisrael, so the pshat is, Hashem only makes a nation after all of the kochos, the natural kochos that a person uses are up. This is a nice thing to notice about Mitzrayim. Very different than Mitzrayim. When Bnei Yisrael is so weak and we can't do it anymore, then Hashem gives us a nace. Every time there was a miracle, what happened? We fought a war. We fought against Amalek. We fought against the Shuvas, seven nations of the world. We fought in all the fights in Eretz Yisrael, in Sifrei Yehoshua. We fought in the story of, even in the story of Purim, we fasted. We used all of our kochos up. And what happened in Mitzrayim? What did we do? Absolutely nothing. Zero. There was no movement on the part of Klal Yisrael in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's a miracle. That's a major miracle. Zero fighting. Hashem fought for them, and Hashem took care of them entirely. And that's the pshat. Oh, and Yisrael, Elokim, Lavo, Lekachas, Logam, Kerev, Goy. That Hashem took us out without a shliach, by himself, without any effort on our behalf. That's a very, very major miracle. That's a major miracle. That's a major miracle. That's a major miracle. Wow. A little bit further. Uva osos. What's osos? Osos.
Signs.
Zeamate. This refers to the? The staff. As it says in the pasuk, Esamate hazeh tikach biyadecha asher ta'asebo esosos. Very nice. What does that do with anything? So listen to this. What's osos? What does os besides the signs mean? What does an os mean?
Letter.
Letter, very good. What letters were on the os? Were on the staff. What letters were on there?
Oh, it said the names of the abbreviation of the Tanakhs.
Good. According to the Vilna Gaon, it said on them on the osos is a play on the word. Os is the signs. Os is also letters. On the matah itself were the letters of the matah. It was Titzach, Adash, Be'achav was on the matah. That's the osos. That's one pshat. One thought. Some say the name of Hashem was on the matah also. It's also the letters of Hashem. That's osos, the matah. There's a parish called Lechem Oni. Nice parish for Agada. Lechem Oni says the pshat in this is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always creates the refuah before the makah. We learned that in Purim, the story of Purim. Hashem creates the heal, the remedy before the plague. And therefore, when was this staff created? What does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Way back. When was that? Sheshes Mei Bereshis, it says in Pirkei Avos. What was on the matzah? The name of Hashem. To hit Mitzrayim with it. And that's Pshat Osios. There was letters on the matzah. On the matzah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this matzah special all the way back to go ahead and save Klal Yisrael from the miracles of Mitzrayim. And finally for today, we have the Mofsim, the wonders, the Adam, Kemosh Nehemar, V'nasati Mofsim Bashmayim V'aretz. I'll ask a question on that. I'm not going to give you an answer to that, but I'll ask a question. Why is the Mofsim called Dam? There are a lot of miracles. Why are you referring to Dam over here? The Mofsim Z'adam, V'nasati Mofsim Bashmayim V'aretz. Why is Dam more of a miracle than anything else? And then it says over here, Dam Va'esh V'simos Ashan, which needs explanation exactly. What is this Dam Va'esh V'simos Ashan? Blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And then we come to the Makos. And the truth of the matter is, we'll talk about the Makos more tomorrow. Tomorrow maybe in my house we'll do this, maybe more Makos stuff. I want to discuss actually the Midah K'nei Midah of the Makos. Because all the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are always measure for measure. Hashem doesn't just do random things. Hashem punishes things measure for measure. Now, I would never say this, but I heard on the radio that somebody said this. One of the Hasidic Rebbes. Now, you might think this is crazy. I'm warning you with my preface. You may think it's nuts, but a Rebbe said this. A Chasher Rebbe, when he was Ketov Lev HaRebbe Bayayin, when he had drunk a significant amount of alcohol. You know what the Rebbe said? This is going to be a little bit of a... This might get under someone's skin here, but it's okay, I'll say it anyway. It's right at the end of his mind. Not you, anybody. We'll say anybody. He said, if the Japanese want to know why all these terrible things are happening to them, so just tell them they should free the two Jewish boys that are there in Japan in jail for being accused of smuggling drugs into Japan. That's a bold statement.
Very.
Very bold. A statement that I wouldn't make. A statement that I don't know if that's... Is it possible it's true? It's not possible it's true. 20,000 people died though in Japan, something like that, and tons are missing. I think that the number was 10,000 were dead, and still 17,000 missing.
I thought 40 died. Who is he missing from? I heard 40
what?
Died.
Listen, I would never say it.
Where are you disputing it?
Yeah, I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I don't think he's speaking for God. I think he's. Listen, you know, I can't speak for God, and I don't know what Rebbe it is, but I'm not saying he can speak for God. But he's saying, this I'll tell you. Once we open the Pandora's box,
I heard 40 dead.
I want to tell you, 40 died? 10,000 died.
Japan?
It must have been America when this happened. You know, there's 10,000 people dead, there's tons missing. There's nuclear stuff. There's major radiation. So it's a major mess. Again, let me just tell you the following. I'm going to tell you the opposite story. I was in NYU when the tsunami happened. I think 250,000 people died in the tsunami. It was around 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. 5 years ago. Lawyer dead. And in NYU they said major Tehillim. I remember they came into the base medrash, Tehillim, rallies. And some people were a little disturbed, like we were going so overboard for these Tehillim. I went to a Torah Kishlita. I said, Rebbe, what's shot and all this? I was asking very, very, I hope respectfully. I said, Rebbe, what's shot all these rallies that we're making over here? I mean, it's definitely a sad thing, but what's shot? So Torah said to me, there's two reasons. Number one, we're not allowed to be empathetic. Apathetic, I'm sorry. Not allowed to be apathetic to human suffering. People are suffering, we have to feel the pain. That's number one. Things said in that order. Number two, he said, Chazal say, Ein Puranas Bala Olam, Ela Bashil Yisrael. Tragedy only comes to the world because of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say tragedy only comes to Yerushalayim because of Israel. It doesn't say tragedy only comes to Netanya Chas V'Shalom because of Klal Yisrael, or Yerushalayim Chas V'Shalom because of Yisrael. It says, tragedy hits the world because of Israel. Now again, Akiva Baruch, would I ever say it? No, I wouldn't say it. Do I think there might be some truth in it? There might be some truth in it. I don't have the license to say that. But there are people that are bigger, like the Chavetz Chaim, again, these are the Gedolei Hador. And like there were major tzaros going on in the world. The Chavetz Chaim lived through World War I. He died before World War II through major pogroms in Russia, major tsarists in the world. Elchanan Wasserman, these people were great people. And I'm not saying that they were, God came to them in a dream and said, Elchanan Wasserman, this is the pshad in this earthquake, this is what you should tell Klal Yisrael to do. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that that's one extreme that was maybe uncomfortable for you to swallow. The other extreme, just to say, you know, it's random, and it could have happened anywhere, and it happened to happen there. It's just mikra. That I think also is strange. It could have happened the same way last week. The Rahman al-Islam, the bomb that happened in Yerushalayim last Wednesday, could have happened anywhere, and Hashem Yisbarach allowed it to happen dafka there, and that's it. Why? I don't know why. Why by that kiosk guy that was already saved from a different bombing a bunch of years? I don't know the ways of Hashem Yisbarach. I have no idea. But I don't believe it's mikra. Do I believe that it's because those two kids are in Japan? I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it's more of a message to us. Not that all the Japanese people, they're terrible, they're holding Jews.
In the Hanami, I believe it is a message to us. In the Hanami, I'm asking.
We are.
There's Israelis sent. Maybe there's more than one message. I don't know. All I'm saying is the following. One day we'll know. After 120 years, when we go to this time, we'll know. Right now, is it going to change the way I live my life? Not necessarily, although maybe it'll help me daven more for the kids in Japan. Because I forgot about them for a little while. You know, every day there's so much going on. You know, who remembers in their tefillahs every day Gilad Shalit? Who remembers in their tefillahs every day John the Pollard? Who remembers every day in their tefillahs two boys in Japan that are mamish suffering, not in a good situation? It's a real mess for sure. So daven for them we certainly could do and should do. That's not up for discussion. Did Hashem allow this tsunami to happen, bring this tsunami and major earthquake? Because I'm not saying that. That's not for me to say. I believe you. I agree with you that I what?
I know you wouldn't.
No, for sure not. I don't know what Rebbe said.
He's not the Chofetz Chaim. He's not Rav Elchanan.
Okay, in a tsunami. I don't know who has a license to say it, who doesn't have a license to say it. But I'll do say that. All I will say is the following thing. We believe, and this is how I got on this, we'll talk about this more tomorrow. We believe in the concept of Midik Negemida. That Kadosh Baruch Hu does give measure for measure. I'll tell you, last night, okay? You may think I'm crazy, but I think this is a story where it's worth repeating. Last night, some chaver came to my door to collect money.
How often does chaver happen?
Last night I had people coming, I had seven people, five people calling last night. I didn't need money. Last guy, whatever. Baruch Hashem. My father, Baruch Hashem, my father sends me some stucco money from his shul, which, you know, thank God he gives a lot of stucco from his shul. And he also sends me some stucco money also to help me at least feel like a mensch when people come to my door. And otherwise, it would just be impossible. I give them a shekel each, but now I give them something more mechubad. My father gives me sends me some stucco money. That's Yeshua. Last night someone came to my door. The first week came to my door, and from Purim, Baruch Hashem, came out all the money that I had my father, which is Baruch Hashem, a lot of money. I had, you know, a few hundred dollars of stucco that I was able to Baruch Hashem give out over Purim, and it's basically depleted. So I reached into my pocket, whatever I had, I gave it to the guy. Whatever I got, I went upstairs afterwards to my laundry room. And I was putting up a load of laundry. Got out of the laundry now, especially after the baby's born, Baruch Hashem. So I reached into the laundry basket, all the way down, the exact same amount of money that I had given that person, I found in the bottom of the laundry.
Was it a weird number?
It fell out. I'm saying, the exact amount of money that I gave that person was in the bottom of the laundry basket. What? Yeah, so you could say, you know. No, so I'm saying, like, you know, I was saying to myself, you fool, why didn't you give him more? That's what I said to myself. Like, I'm a loser. I should have pounded the guy, you know, given him my whole. But the Vard isn't again. There's a Midah Kegimida that exists in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Midah Kegimida. And you see it in your life. You see it, I see it in my life. If we open our eyes more, we see it more in our eyes. When we discuss global issues, it's very hard for us to say this is for that. I don't know. I'm not judging, I'm not saying. I agree with you, Akiva, 100%, that we should definitely take a lesson for ourselves. And if we just assume that, yes, that was silly Japanese, you know, it's all because of all the bombings of World War II, that's why we have, you know, if you just assume it's just happenstance, and it means, I'm not saying you are. I'm saying if a person assumes that and doesn't take a lesson to heart for themselves, it's also a problem. I agree 100%. At the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs Midah Keneged Midah. We believe in that for sure, 100%. And we have to part of the lessons that we're meant to internalize on Pesach night is this idea of Hashem being Mashkiach in a way that's Midah Keneged Midah. That the way we act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the way He acts with us, and the way that others act with or against HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where Hashem acts towards them. Mitzrayim could have had, Hashem didn't have to bring these 10 makos, but He brought 10 makos. Now we're Midah Keneged Midah for 10 different things in Mitzrayim. Why didn't He need 10 makos? Why didn't He just do one maka? No, He wanted to show. Mitzrayim, when you wash the Jewish babies in blood, when you kill the Jewish babies in the bath in the Jewish blood, your water turns to blood. Point for point, blow for blow, bang, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's what Chazal tell us we're supposed to do. That's part of the sort of the Mitzrayim. How far do we take it is a good question. And is the Rebbe's, who am I to judge what the Rebbe says? But again, all I can say is that the Midah of Midah Kenei Midah is certainly Midah Hashem runs the world with. And it's something which we have to chazer over as we learn through the Makos and the Agada. That's all I'll say. Is that acceptable? Okay. Duke it out after. Yeah.
But after the fires up north, right?
Yeah.
There was a Rebbe who came out and said this because Michal Shabbos.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't see why is it necessary
do that?
To even start to... I know it's the most...
Explain it?
Yeah, why explain it? Why try to, like, when a family, when a tragedy, like, happens with, like, the Fogel family, why, how could, or the fires in town or anything, how could someone try to go and explain this happened because X, Y, and Z? Like,
the answer to your question is, I don't know.
If it could
bring chizuk to people, if it could be, if it could inspire others.
Is it coming in that tone, or is it looking down on people?
I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. I didn't hear it, honestly. I don't listen to these things. I was driving the car. I was listening to the radio after Purim. I heard what this Rebbe said. I don't know what Rebbe it is. I don't know if it was. I don't know anything about it. And I'm not saying it's legit or it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't know. All I'm saying is that it sounds a little bit extreme or radical. But there's a concept, this idea, this yisod of me, there's certainly a yisod which we believe we hold strong to. What do you want to ask, Baruch?
I'm saying like associated with the fire thing. So if you really look at this fire, you don't say, oh, because all those people who don't keep Shabbos, say, no, we are not doing enough to help people keep Shabbos.
Okay, Baruch, I agree with you 1,000,000,000%. I'm on your team, 100%. And I don't know if the fire is the same as Japan, only because, like you're saying, the fire mashal is basically, you know, hitting on our brethren, basically. And Japan, nothing against the Japanese, they should all be well and be blessed. But they're not our blood brothers. And you know, and again, why should 27,000 people suffer because two Jewish boys are in jail, you know, in an intense jail sentence in Japan? It sounds crazy, and maybe it is crazy. And maybe that's not right. Or maybe, I don't know. We'll know one day. All I can say is that it's not random. We have to get a Mitzrayim and the Makos is that it's not random. We have to open our eyes. How do you open our eyes? You have to know. You have to ask. That's why exactly what happened when the tsunami happened. I went to the tourist case. What do we make of this? And he gave me two things that I thought were very, very helpful to at least square it away in my head. Okay, this is this. You know, it's Navoda. It's not Pasha. I don't think there's one way to look at it. I think there's more than one way to look at it. But I think it's something that needs attention. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow, I'll start with the Makos and show how many of them first link the Makos and Mitzrayim to a lot of the different things.
It's a big Sugyot Sota about anything.
Yeah, sure. So, Sugyot Sota, there's a lot of stuff on it. Okay.